السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we come to you live from our studios in Johannesburg and Durban on this beautiful Saturday morning, the 28th of December 2024, corresponding with the 26th of Jamadul Akhirah 1446. Allahumma la nuhdi sana'an alayka anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us afiyat. Allah ta'ala grant us husni khatima. And Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wa salam. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda alladhina hum mafatihur rahmah wa masabihul ghurar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and apa with afiyat and good health. Allah ta'ala accept your khidmat for deen. Allah ta'ala grant all of us qubuliyat. Allah ta'ala grant all of us protection. And Allah ta'ala grant the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam maghfirah. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Mawla Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as. Allah Jalla Wala reward you and Appa for the great sacrifice. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Maulana, our brother Dawood Mondli and our brother Junaid Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 26th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah 41, Surah Hamim, Al-Sajda, and verses number 16, 17, and 18. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us regarding the people of Ad and Thamud. Remember, these were the people that Almighty Allah sent the prophets to them. Nabi Hud alayhi salatu salam was sent to the people of Ad, wa ila Adin akhahum Huda, and to the people of Thamud, wa ila Thamud akhahum Saliha. They rejected the message and the messenger, hence action and reaction, amal and radda amal. So these are the consequences. Chapter 41, verse number 16. فأرسلنا عليهم ريحا صرصرا. Hence Almighty Allah says, consequently, we sent. Why does Almighty Allah say we when he's one alone and unique? To stamp his majesty, authority and sovereignty. And it is a symbol of reverence and respect. And it is well known in Semitic languages that you do that. فَأَرْسَلْنَا Hence we sent. Alayhim, against them. These are the people of the Aad. Rihan sarsaran fi ayyamin nahisat. A violent and a powerful, powerful wind. And that wind carried on, the Quran Sharif teaches us in chapter 69, that for 7 nights and 8 days, sab'a layali wa thamaniyat ayyamin. And in chapter 69, right in the beginning, Almighty Allah speaks of it in verses 5, 6, and 7. So here, Almighty Allah is teaching us in those ill-fated days, because the punishment continued for the whole week, the 7 nights and 8 days. لِنُذِيقَهُمَ عَذَابَ الْخِزِّ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. So we let them taste the humiliating punishment here in this worldly life. We see in America sometime the hurricane, and we see and hear about the storms, 150 kilometers per hour, 200 kilometers per hour. And what can they do? Nothing, because Allah alone is the superpower. And that is the worldly punishment. وَلَا عَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَخْذَابُ. And the punishment of the year after is more humiliating and disgraceful. وَهُمْ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ. And there will be none to help them and assist them. So Almighty Allah flattened them, and no one left to tell the tale. Remember this, Almighty Allah punished all the perpetrators who were guilty of blasphemy and committing kufr and shirk and polytheism and idol worship. وَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ. As for the people of Thamud, you know where MBS is building his now fantasy city, Zay al-Ula. So in that area, that whole area is called Madain al-Sali. So I went to visit it many, many years ago, Khaybar, Tabuk, al-Ula, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So these people were masters. وَكَانُوا يَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا. In the Jibal and in the mountains, they should carve out their homes. Till today, people are fascinated and astonished by it. So they are the people, they rejoice Salih alayhi salam. They said and demanded from him, you tell your Allah, from that mountain there, he must send a she-camel for us, and then only will we believe in you. He warned them, the she-camel will come. But if you don't accept the message and messenger, then Almighty Allah will decimate and destroy you. They said, you don't worry. So lo and behold, he cried, he begged Almighty Allah to send a she-camel, not in the conventional manner, but it must come from the mountain. Lo and behold, it came. And the name and title, Naqat Allah, the she-camel of Almighty Allah, to show it was abnormal, something superficial, something abnormal. It was not the conventional manner, and it was like a miracle for them. So anyway, then they had to have a quota. One day water for the camel, one day water for them. And then they got fed up with all that. فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَقَرُوهَا. And then what they did, that they rejected him for Nabi Salih alayhi salam, and they hamstrung the camel and they killed it. See what Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, even if you don't know Arabic, but you'll be struck by the words. فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَقَرُوهَا فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ. All Almighty Allah crushed them to pieces. all met Allah, decimated, destroyed them. And what happened? فَسُقْيَاهَا. So remember, فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا. The messenger told them, Nabi Salih alayhi salam, this is the she-camel of Allah, it will drink the water, سُقْيَا. How you say سُقْيَا زَمْزَمْ. فَكَذَّبُوهُ. Hence they rejected him for Nabi Salih alayhi salam. فَأَقَرُوهَا. And they hamstrung and killed the she-camel, and then the person who did it was Budab, and they all were very happy and urging him on. فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسُوَّاهَا. Allah Ta'ala flattened them, decimated, destroyed them. وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا. Allah does not fear anybody, anything, and any consequences. He does as he pleases. Go read chapter 91 and the last few verses there, verses 12 to 15, and you will see what all Almighty Allah states. وَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ. And these people of ثَمُودُ, فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ. We gave them guidance. We sent the Prophet to them. Nabi Salih alayhi salam is teaching, preaching. But what they did, like how we are doing today in this world, 8 billion plus people, but they love the way of the kufr and the blasphemy and the shirk and the polytheism and the path of astrayness. Every ism is astray besides Islam. All Almighty Allah states, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْطَاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. You know, Ayatul Kursi AK 255, so that is verse number 255 AK Ayatul Kursi of chapter 2. The very next verse, Allah Ta'ala says in 256, you have to reject every ism and bring iman and faith in Almighty Allah and all the articles of faith in Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the prophets, all the books, all the angels and so forth. So they did what they did. So first, tahabbul ama ala al-huda. So they gave preference to blindness over guidance. So guidance was the path of success, and the blindness, spiritual blindness, was the path of disaster and failure. They gave that preference. Today, 7 billion people are giving the blindness preference over the guidance. فَأَخَذَتْهُمْ صَائِقَةُ الْعَذَابِ. And then the terrible, horrible punishment came to them of disgrace. Remember, for them, that is the people of ثَمُود, بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, because of what they earned and what their actions were. Allah is the Khaliq, the sole creator and the exclusive creator. Me and you, we are Qasib. Qasib means we make intention, then we plot and plan, and then we carry out the vices and sins, or we do the good deeds. But in this text and context, it means they committed their vices. So all Almighty Allah said, that small group who believed in Nabi Salih alayhi salatu salam, وَنَجَّيْنُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And we rescued and delivered those people who possessed the true iman unconditionally, unreservedly. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And they had taqwa through piety, all times, all places, all circumstances. Today, me and you, Ramadan time, we are pious. Big night comes, auspicious occasions, we are pious. Holidays come like now, and then see where. 90% of the Ummah will not even perform Fajr Salah today. In the world, if we look at it, Allah forbid. So when we can't even read 5 daily Salah, then what else about the other actions? May Almighty Allah guide me, you, and the entire Ummah to the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Let's present to you the news, views, interviews of today. And that is on the 26th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. And it is day number 449 of the Gaza genocide and 1038 of the Russian invasion day in Ukraine. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 3 jukras dispatched to hell, and we are very happy about this. We have no empathy, sympathy for any jukla, jukli in the world. Israel burns the part of the hospital in Gaza. How many war crimes are they committing? murdered over 100, 200,000 people and displaced millions of people and remember that all this in the name of terrorism while they themselves are the biggest terrorists and haramis, America's state terrorism supporting them, their handler, and these pigs and swines, remember that they are the ones Quran called them swines, chapter 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ Almighty Allah made some of them into swines and monkeys, and Almighty Allah called their spiritual leaders and rabbis, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ, chapter 62, verse 5, that they are just like donkeys also. So now there's no contact with the patients and the doctors and the medical fraternity. Not only that, the Israeli forces raided the hospital and they steal. They are the biggest cooks on earth. They love to steal. Therefore, the Haaretz call them the land thieves. That is how they just want to occupy, and murder the whole time. The Houthis were attacked by America and by Britain. So this is the axis of evil. America, Britain, and the illegitimate child, Israel. And we must harm them. How we can harm them economically? So all the things that belong to them. For example, the McDonald's and the KFC and Starbucks and 101 other things. It doesn't cost you much. So you just boycott them and tell them that you murder our people. We will bring your economy completely down, and we have the means to do it, 1 billion plus Muslims. Haaretz newspaper writes the Israeli tainted President Herzog cannot be the person to pardon Bibi. Bibi is in panic mode now. Not only is he being investigated and coming to court, the Attorney General and them are busy now. They say Sarah Netanyahu is suspected of political harassment and she also must be prosecuted, investigated, and so forth and so on. So no honey popper dance. You see that if you know Afrikaans. Now they both have to face the music, husband and wife. Inshallah, Aziz, both haramis will end up in jail and then Israel will fall. The West applies always double standards when it comes to Israel. The day they were born and established, remember, that's the country that gave somebody else's land to another group of people without the consent of the first group of Britain. And thereafter, you must remember, America came and recognized them on 1948, 14 May. And from that day till today, they supported them unreservedly. So a whole lot of them are the axis of evil. October 7th is coming to haunt BB. How come your army did not take action immediately? How come that Hamas went there and attacked all these people? Because he was promoting Hamas, that is Netanyahu. He thought that he will cause fragmentation in the rank and file of the Palestinians and all that boomerang on him. So therefore, he doesn't want the permission to investigate and so forth. Syrian soldiers are marching and they say during the Israelis, we are the army of Qadisiyah. If you go to Iraq, you will know Qadisiyah. Magnificent battle, and Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas was the commander-in-chief there. So we are the soldiers of Qadisiyah. We are prepared to give our life. We prepared to take you on right till the Golan Heights and anywhere. So inshallah, we make dua, our soldiers and army who belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and not the Kuffar, Shias, that they will liberate Syria from the occupation of Israel and the Americans and all these haramis who are there with their twin, with their dual passports and so forth. More than 50,000 Syrians have returned home already from various countries and continents. Saudi Arabia donates $500 million aid package to Yemen. Now, if you look at that, that seems very impressive. But the Saudis are haramis. MBS is a pakka murtad bin shaitan. So he, MBS, MBZ, our worst enemies of Emirates and so forth. So they will always do things for the betterment of Israel and America, not for the betterment of Islam and Muslims. So they want to prop up the government there, and they must weaken and soften, target the Houthis and so forth and so on. Because according to them, they will tell you the Houthis are terrorists and so forth. We support the Houthis, even though they are Shia. We will support anybody, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheists, who are harming Israel, harming America, harming Britain. So we need to be very clear. Unless you're the munafiq and a hypocrite, then you will support Israel or America and so forth. So we need to be very clear on this issue here. So that is what they are doing. So we shouldn't fall in the trap of the Saudis and all of them. Pro-Palestinian leaders at the Michigan University were removed from office. I thought America has freedom of press. I thought America has, you must remember, freedom of association. So when you have students who are Viva, Viva Palestina, from the river to the sea, then now you are removing them, threatening them, and Trump and his party are saying they will have to pay for severe consequences. So it's all just, remember, that lip service to democracy and freedom and so forth. What happened to freedom of my brother's day in Guantanamo Bay? The shame of the American politicians, the Republicans and the Democrats and all the haramis involved. What is the fate of my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui? Another shame of the American regime. They're the biggest terrorists and haramis. U.S. homelessness increases to 18%. 1/8. They say there are 350 million people, 400 million people, plus minus 18% of America are homeless, remember that. So don't think your Hollywood and all that, everything is glitter and glamour, that they have huge problems, and nor will Trump solve it, nor will Biden, both are morons, and they never solve it. Remember, we come here to our countries now, Southern Africa, Mozambique, facing huge, huge challenges. More than 6,000 inmates have escaped from the prison and the jails. Some of them will be heading towards South Africa, and some of them escaped from the maximum prison. So that does not augur well for us here in South Africa. Mozambique's problems will definitely impact on South African tourism because the border will remain closed there at Komati Port and so forth. For extended hours, and in December, people want to go to Mozambique, they can't go. People want to enter South Africa, they can't come. The Zulu King fires his prime minister. Now, that is another big scandal going on there. And some U.S. Republicans are urging Trump to punish South Africa. Why did they take their harami, illegitimate child to the International Court of Justice, and then they are charging Netanyahu as a war criminal? How can you do that, South Africa? We say, go to hell, America. We know your history, and we know your geography, and how many people you murdered there, the blacks and the natives and the indigenous and so forth and so on. You go to hell, as far as I'm concerned, and the majority of South Africans are concerned, and you can take Israel with you also to hell. So no electricity in certain parts of Johannesburg. They stole the cables, and so many funny things have happened. Allah have mercy on our beloved country. Cry, my beloved country, Alan Payton. Today's program, remember, 7 to 9, Mauna Khalid, Yaqub, 6 to 8, inshallah, in the evening will be Brother Suleiman Esop. Remember, tomorrow morning, Sundays, we don't have program this time here, 4 to 6. And so forth, but we do have program Sunday afternoon, inshallah, inshallah Aziz, between 2 and 4, and that is on Sirius FM, Radio Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah. Mawlana Salim, we have 25 minutes, inshallah, till 20 to 5, inshallah. So yeah, the Salat is a bit earlier. We're going to Masjid Khalid bin Walid for Fajr, and then we'll have a program there. That will be our last program. Wonderful, wonderful trip here. We came for the nikah. Allah bless both parties. And we then had so many other programs. Allah reward my brother Haji Ahmed Abdi of Somaliland. And he is 100%, you know, organizing all these programs in various places. Allah Jalla reward him, reward his wife, reward his mother. Grant her also complete, complete shifa'i kamil. Ameen. Ya Rabbul Alameen. Jee Mawlana, let's pray.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mufti Sahab, can we read Zuhr and Asr together when on holiday, and Maghrib and Isha?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let's say that I am from Johannesburg. We're from Lens, but just say Johannesburg. And now I'm traveling to Durban, Cape Town, Hong Kong, wherever, Hammanskraal. And now I want to combine Zohar and Asr in Zohar time or in Asr time, Maghrib and Isha in Maghrib time or Isha time. Is that permissible? Yes. Permissible according to the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis, what one big proviso, that your journey must be a permissible journey, not a haram journey. You want to go see one soccer match or cricket match or meet the girlfriend and mistress, go meet the sugar daddy and your boyfriend, then you can't make jama'ah, you can't combine, and you can't make qasr also, you can't shorten the prayer. That is the verdict of the Shafi'is, Hanbalis and them. But in principle, yes, it is permissible. Hanafis say not permissible at all, that you combine your Zohar and Asr in Zohar time or in Asr time, to combine your Maghrib and Isha in Maghrib time, Isha time, not permissible. The Hanafis will give this much leeway. They will say they check your Zohar time, what time it ends, and what time your Asr time starts. So you delay your Zohar to the ending of Zohar time, and you read it there. And after 2, 3, 5 minutes, when Asr time starts, then you read Asr in the starting time. So that will be permissible. So you read Zohar in the ending of Zohar time, Asr in the starting of Asr time, same thing with Maghrib and Isha. That much you can do. You call the Jama Suri, Jama Fa'li. So that the Hanafi ulama have given gunjaish and they spoke for that.
Mufti Sahab, is it allowed to have medical aid or hospital plan, etc.?
Regarding medical aid, hospital plan, all these issues, there's difference of opinion among our honorable teachers and great, great ulama of Africa and the world. Our fatwa is this, that regarding medical aid, irrespective of this company, that company, all permissible. Hospital plan permissible. That is the fatwa, the verdict. Hazrat Mufti Rizal Hafsad, Hafizahullah, Honorable Ustaz Fatwa, Rai Fatwa, many other ulama's fatwa, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Our other teachers, Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai Sahib, Hafizahullah of the Majlis and so forth and so on, they say not permissible, but remember that they also understand the situation, what is really happening, but they'll tell you it's best that you abstain and refrain. So that is taqwa, piety and precaution. So in essence, we will say permissible, but better to abstain and refrain.
Mufti Sahab, we are doing the aqiqah of a baby, 2 lambs. What can be done with the meat and offal, etc.?
MashaAllah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala blessed you with a baby boy last week Sunday, so now today Saturday you are making the aqiqah, slaughtering 2 lambs. MashaAllah, honey and luck, remember that. The day the baby is born, azan in the right ear, ifama in the left ear, tahniq, you take the dates and insert into the baby's mouth, you make dua. Like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, make dua. When Imam al-Hasan al-Basri was his Milad Mubarak, honorable, auspicious birth took place in Medina Munawwara. They brought him to Sayyidina Umar, he chewed the date and then inserted in the baby's mouth and said, Allahumma faqihhu fi deen wa habibhu ila nas. Ya Allah, give him Hasan, that is when he was a baby, that profound knowledge and make him beloved to the people. When he was 14 years old, his family migrated from Medina Munawwara there to Basra and Iraq, hence the name Hasan al-Basri, the sage of the age. So that is what you do, Yawm al-Milad, the day the baby is born, Adhan, Iqamah, Tahdik. Then baby born Sunday, Saturday is the 7th day. Baby born Friday, then Thursday is the 7th day. That's how you calculate. Then baby boy, 2 goats or 2 sheep, 2 lamb, whatever. Baby girl, then 1 goat, 1 sheep, 1 lamb, whatever it was convenient for you. And you slaughter it, mashallah, and you name the baby, you shave the hair. And after shaving the hair, take zafran, saffron, mix it with a little bit of water, apply it on the head of the baby, give out some charity. Regarding the aqiqah meat, the Hanafis say you make 3 parts. And then one is for yourself, one is for your family, friends, one is for the poor and needy. Hanafis say you can give it out, just like Qurbani meat, to Muslim and non-Muslim. And the Shafis and them say, no, it must be for Muslims only, whether it is Qurbani meat or whether it is Aqiqah meat. So on that issue, they have a slight different opinion, and the verdict will change. So best is to give it to Muslims, and that you call Khuruj Anil Khilaf. So then you don't have any difference of opinion. It will be acceptable to all schools. So that will be the best way to practice on it.
Isa, what is some Mubarak names to keep for a boy baby?
Remember that Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa hadith in Tirmidhi Ahabul Asma' ilallah Abdullah wa Abdul Rahman. The best names you must remember for the baby boy will be Abdullah Abdul Rahman. For the baby girl, Amatullah Amatul Rahman. Which are the best names for the boys? We are busy with Surah An'am. And that is in the Noble Quran, the seven Jews. And I mentioned that day, Thursday's tafsir and commentary, that 25 prophets and messengers, Nami, Ismegrami, is mentioned in the Noble Quran, was Zakariya, wa Yahya, wa Isa, wa Ilyas. Like that, 25 prophets' names are mentioned. Choose any one of them. And you, the honorable ladies, you gave birth to a daughter. So look at Maryam, Surah Maryam, chapter 19 and 98 verses. And there's three names there. Maryam, so remember it means Abida. So that's another name, the worshipper of Allah. What are her titles? Azra, Mary, the Virgin. So Azra, another beautiful name. Al-Batul, or just Batul, the one who moves away from a toxic society to a pure place and a chaste place. So four names you've got, Maryam, Abida, Batul, Azra. Look at Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honorable wives, Sayyida Khadija, Sayyida Sauda, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa, Sayyida Juwayriya, and Sayyida Maimuna, and all of them, choose any of those names there. So you must remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, four beloved daughters, you have Sayyida Zainab, then you have Sayyida Rufayya, Sayyida Umme Kulsum, Sayyida Fatima, radiallahu anhunna. So all these are excellent, beautiful names. To use names that will have an impact on the personality of that person there. And inshallah, that person, boy, girl, daughter, son, will become, you must remember, an asset to this ummah. You know, you're waiting now for me to answer your questions. Inshallah, this evening I'll clear everything out, inshallah. So just send me one message, names, and then I'll send you 100 names of male sahaba and female sahabiyat, 100, 200 names you have. So you choose it, inshallah. And in the groups, I'll send all of them out today, inshallah, this morning. But some of you, maybe you receive it, don't receive it. Then send me the message, and then choose some of those names there. إنكم تدعون يوم القيامة بأسمائكم وأسماء آبائكم فأحسنوا أسماءكم. حديث صحيح, authentic hadith, Mishkat Sharif, Abu Dawood. Tomorrow, O Muslim, you will be called by your name and your biological father's name, not your adopted father and stepfather and foster father. You will be called by your biological father. Even if he's non-Muslim, you will be called by his name. For أَحْسِنُوا أَسْمَاءَكُمْ, hence choose good names. Remember that is compulsory. It is the right of the baby over the parents that they choose good names. Abdul Qadir bin Ismail bin Usman bin Hussein, so like that, we will be called on the day of justice.
Mufti Saab, my mother has 4th stage cancer. She's in a lot of pain. Please send me some du'as that I can read to ease her pain. And number two, some du'as to read at the time of death and after.
May Allah Jalla wa Allah grant our ummi, our beloved mother, complete shifa. And what should you read if mummy is not in a coma and she's really understanding? Then go and whisper in her ear, tell mummy, ummi, then read after yourself, O son, O daughter, and read the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, chapter 21, verse 83, in the 17th supara, Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, for a lengthy period, 17, 18, 19 years, ulama have written plus minus, he was ill. What did he do? He cried, he petitioned, he begged Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Chapter number 21 and verse 83 in the 17th Supara Surah Anbiya, the prophets and messengers. This is the verse you must read and tell Ummi al-Mubarak, our honorable beloved mother, that she must repeat it. Anni masaniya durru. Ya Allah, this calamity, disaster has afflicted me. Wa anta arhamur rahimi. Whenever a patient, a person is critical, this is the most powerful, effective dua, really, dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. Then she and other people who are ill are very, very, understand, worry, sorry, anxiety. So then you read the dua just after that, Surah 21, verse 87, the dua of Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. So read that abundantly, profusely. Then everybody, the family, read, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu. You, the family who are visiting her, our honorable mother, read Surah Fatiha 7 times, the opening chapter, and then blow on Ummi. And then, that is hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And everyone, I will do it now, inshallah. You also do it. Then we go to the masjid, we put some money there in the lilla box. And what we do, Ya Allah, all those people who are ill and sick, you give them shifa kamil. And in that way there, so we go and Allah Ta'ala give them shifa. And Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, then give our mujahideen victory in all parts of the world and so forth and so on. So we must make multiple intentions, remember that, for ourselves. Allah grant us siha, afia. So that why the hadith is mentioned, must remember in the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, Dawu marudakum bi sadaqa. Give one type of dawa and medication for the people who are ill and sick. So remember that we give the shifa, Allah Ta'ala. So give them all shifa and cure and so forth. Then you ask, what dua should we read? That we pass away with Iman and Islam and so forth. Surah 12, verse number 101. And that is, Tawaffani Muslima wa al-hikmi bi salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam. And oh, Almighty Allah, unite me with the devout and pious people, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And read these two du'as. Remember that is mentioned in Sahih, authentic hadith. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Oh, beloved Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases. If we have cancer, we have leukemia, we have this, we have that. Allah alone protect us. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. So that is a powerful dua, authentic mention in Abu Dawood and Sunan Nasai, and also read in hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-haram. Oh, Almighty Allah, protect us from haram. One is haram sharif with a ha. This is with a ha. Oh, Allah, I seek your protection from being a burden. I'm muhtaj. Can't even relieve ourselves. People have to take us. Can't even stir a cup of tea, you know, with a teaspoon and so forth. So everything, we become dependent. So always beg Allah, make us that we are dependent only on you and not on any creation, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-haram. Now my brother Ahmed Abdi just came with the car. I'm jumping in, but we carry on. Whether we're in the room, whether we are moving, or whether wherever we are, we have to quench the thirst of the ummah. So let's fire up on until we reach the masjid, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, is there anything wrong with calling someone my angel?
Nothing wrong. You call your wife my darling, my poppy, my angel, 100%. But now you want to call your husband, your neighbor's wife, angel, then you will see stars daytime also, you see. So it just depends who you want to call angel. You call your daughter angel, come here, my angel, it's fine. There's no problem. But it depends who you are calling. If you call a lady who's stranger to you, totally haram it is. But those who are beloved to you, your wife, your daughter, and so forth, your sister,
all that will be permissible and acceptable. So always Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, the genius that he was, taught us the great law, مَا مِنْ آمِنْ إِلَّا وَقَدْ خُسَّ عَنْهُ الْبَعَثِ. There is never ever a general law in Islam, but always there will be some exemptions and some exclusions. So it depends which text, which context you are using it in. Yeah, we have the boom gate looks like the machine gun. So for the night watchman also is fast asleep now, you see. So inshallah, we hope he wakes up so we can go to the masjid. Allah Ta'ala makes the night for sleeping. You must remember, so the machine gun, you know the word machine gun. So that's what you use in Zulu and there, the night watchman. The Haris in Arabic, fast asleep. Therefore, Fajr time we say, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. So let me go and check where the mota is. So remember that. So I think Ali Ahmad is going. So this, inshallah, will open up now. So that is all part of our trip and journey. You know, you go in the plane, then there's turbulence. You go in the boat and ship, then the waves. And you go on the road in South Africa, then there's potholes and painters. That is the beauty of our country. You must remember that.
Mufti Saab, can a wife say for her mahar that you have to teach me Quran? Inshallah, can that be stipulated as mahar?
Gee, 100%. The Shafi'is, Hanbalis, and MC is permissible. Alhamdulillah, Haji Ahmad is a sharpshooter. He didn't take the left road, he took the right road, and we back on Sirat al-Mustaqim. You see that? So you must move around with the sharpshooters. So yes, it's permissible according to the Shafi'is and Hanbalis. You tell your husband, the husband, that they say, you see what, I'll marry you, but you must teach me Surah Yasin, you must teach me Surah Mulk, you must teach me Surah Fatiha. Maybe she's a Jew, a lady just embraced Islam. So permissible according to them. According to Hanafis, Malikis, and that's not permissible. You must give some mal, you must give some wealth. Yesterday, Maulana, for me, was a record in my life, man. The mahar was 186,000 rand, 500 rand on top of that, 186,000. So I can look properly. I thought my specs are deceiving me, you know. And that it was all jewelry and so forth and so on. Our Hafiz Arshad Munshi and our sister Fayyaza Kota, Allah Ta'ala bring the two families also nearer. Allah gave the groom and the bride Muhammad Mawaddat Ulfat forever. Allah bless them with 5 years children. So Hanafi said, no, you must give some money, cash, or you give something equivalent like jewelry, Google coin, whatever you, minimum 600 rand, and you want to go with Mahar Fatimi 28, 29, you can just round it over 30,000 as well. The academic discussion, you must remember. So that is, Hanafi saying, no, you can't say, I'll teach you the surah and so forth, but the Shafi'is and Hanbalis, they allow it.
Mufti Saab, I'm planning to go for Umrah. What dua should a person read?
Excellent. Thousands of people are going for Umrah now, December, next year, 2025. Yesterday, I spoke to a brother. He said, I'm booked to go first week of Ramadan. So all of you who made plans, so Allah Ta'ala take you safely, do the following, inshallah. Read Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh Allah, you show me the places of Hajj and Umrah, Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. Inshallah, Madinah Munawwara also gets included before your Umrah, after your Umrah, whatever is convenient for you. So you read that daily abundantly. Surah 2, verse 128. Thereafter, that you beg Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, for Qabooliyyat. One is people just go for holiday shopping. That is not the aim. We must perform a quality Umrah, quality Ziyara to Madinah Munawwara. And if you include Aqsa before that, after that, or you go to Aqsa, then that will be the cherry on the top. Nurun ala Nur. So remember, we must always, especially now when the Juttas, the Haramis, the murderers are murdering and martyrs, sending our people, we must remember, out. They want them out from Gaza. And our Mujahideen say, Nay, lan nastaslim li ahad.
We will never surrender. Imma al-zafar wa imma shahada. Either victory or either martyrdom. And that is what the Jutkas can't understand. More than 100,000 Jutkas injured already. And thousands of them dispatched to hell. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And they don't know what a mess they landed themselves in. And it's caused such problems there in Israel. The whole country is on the verge of imploding, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, is it haram to take collateral for a money loan?
If I give you 100,000, 50,000, 20,000, and I tell you, but you know what, I don't know you very well, or what guarantee I got you will pay, so I take collateral, but the collateral must be permissible. For example, I take your title deeds of your house, or I take your car papers, or whatever. So all that permissible in Islam, Quran speaks of that, is called rahan. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرِيُ وَلَمْ تَجِدُوا كَاتِبًا فَرِحَانٌ مَقْبُودًا. Surah 2, verse number 283 in Surah Baqarah. So that is totally permissible, but not something haram. It must be something permissible, and then you take that as collateral. And so and once the person pays you the entire amount, you return it. So that is permissible in Islam.
Mufti Sahib, what is the ruling regarding eating calamari, prawns, etc., based on each of the four mazahib?
Remember, our people are hungry already, but we in South Africa, we eat and eat and just get fat most of the time. So you must remember that. Understand the usul, and then you will understand the masla. So the Shafi'is, Hanbalis, Malikis say, Jami'u ma fil bahri halal, that everything in principle in the ocean is permissible. Okay? Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, so he excludes only one thing, and that is difta, and that is the frog. So we ask Imam Shafi'i, meaning we read the books of Allama Nawawi, rahimahullah, a'lamu al-nas bi madhabi Shafi'iyya, one of the greatest scholars of the Shafi'i jurisprudence and school. So he says we excluded the frog because he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an qatli divda. You can't kill the frog. Not permissible, authentic hadith mentioned in Abu Dawood. So that is the only exemption, exclusion. And then according to the Hanbalis and those, they say those things that are amphibious, that you find them on the land, on the sand, on the water, so they are also excluded. So for example, the frog and the crocodile and all these things there. And Imam Malik, rahimahullah, he says, the Quran Sharif says, lahma khinzir. So the khinzir ul bahar, that will be the dolphin. So that will be excluded. So if you take whatever you are asking there, the mussels and the calamari and the prawns and us and all that, according to all three schools, Maliki, Shafi's, Hanbalis, all permissible, no problem with them, your crabs and whatever. Hanafi say no. The Hadith Sharif will tell you in Mishkat, in Mustad Ahmad, Uhillat lana ad-daman wal-maytatan. Two blood are halal for us, and two carrion, two dead are halal for us. Ammal maytatan, for those two things that are dead are halal. As-samaku wal-jarad. One is the fish and one is the locust. So it is confined to fish. So that thing what you ask, that must fall in the fish family. So if you look at all this, the crab and this whatever else you're asking, they don't fall into calamari and whatever you. That in the fish family, hence the Hanafis say not permissible. And the Shafis, and I told you, permissible. So that is the debate academically. Regarding prawns, now that is a big debate among the Hanafi scholars themselves. So Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say permissible, Imdadul Fatawa, my honorable Ustad and your Ustad Mausalim Kareem. And when, you know, there were big problems there, Hazrat Mufti Abdul Salam Sahib, he remembered this Hakir and this student of his, so he was a member, and he sent with one of the ulama, Jazawullah Khairan, 6 volumes, he said, Abdul Qadir Kudedije, Jawairul Fatawa. So in there you will find an excellent discussion regarding prawns by Hazrat Mufti Abdul Salam Chatgami. So I'm sure you studied by him. Our wonderful teacher, rahimahullah, Allah grant him, he was of the verdict and opinion is totally permissible. But other scholars like Mufti Taqi and all of them, they say it doesn't belong to the fish family. Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai Sahib, he makes full proper research. He says it definitely doesn't belong to the fish family. So we would say, according to the Hanafis, it's better you abstain from these prawns and jinga and all these things here. People, they love to eat it, you know. Last question, one another.
Kisab, it is jais to go fishing.
So you want to remember, you want to go fishing for what? Just to kill time and waste time? A Muslim don't kill time and waste time. Wala asri. We must appreciate time and not kill time. I end up with this. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says, I went to spend time by the Sufis, by the awliyaullah. And after 1 month or whatever time it was, then he came back. People asked him, what you learned? He said, I learned two things. Every day give da'wat. Every day give da'wat. Become a da'i. If you invite every day, inshallah, Allah will keep us on the haq. You don't invite, you will be invited towards the batil and the falsehood. That's one lesson I learned. Second one, al-waqtu kasayf. The time is like the sword. Use the sword against the enemy. Otherwise, the sword will be used against you. So what? You're not dying or something. You just go to fish and just pass time, kill time, catch and put in, throw back in the ocean. So all this time. Yes, if a person really is livelihood, oh, they are really people who need to eat, then all is permissible. But today, the way our people go, just to kill time, waste time, maskalat, all that, then that definitely not permissible. Barakallahu feek. We have a masjid. Salaam alaikum.